Without allowing these five senses to bring so many objects from here and there, fix the mind only on one particular point. Then you can reduce your tension and the temperature, so many mental disturbances, because mind gets the chance to relax. Otherwise, all the while, every second, the mind had to work to accommodate certain things and to reject certain things. The senses bring all these things from outside. To avoid certain things, we had to use full effort. The mind feels unrest at that time to reject. Somebody come and scold you by using dirty words. At that time, you allow the sound vibration to enter into your mind and disturb. Then you use your full effort. Sometimes you close your ears also. It doesn't work here inside, boiling. But if you fix the mind to one particular object, you can avoid all those things. I think you can remember the story that I told you. Venerable Sariputta was scolded by an angry man. He was very angry with him. By using all the dirty words, he scolded him. But he was using this one-pointedness at that time. That means his mind worked only through this line. All the other channels are closed. Scolded, no response. Just like scolding the coconut tree. Then this man asked, "Did you hear what I said?" Then he changed that object and focused his mind toward this man. Then he asked, "What did you say?" "You didn't hear that I scolded you." "No, I didn't hear anything because I was concentrating on something else." Do you think that we cannot do that? There are people who can do this. That is why we had to train our mind. Then after that, the person who comes and scold you become the defeated man. Because he could not arouse your anger. He could not hurt your feelings. That is what Buddhism teaches us. So, sati means this one-pointedness which supports our mind to experience calm in the mind. Then come to the last item, samadhi. Samadhi is a very difficult subject. We go on training, taming, disciplining our mind. To handle this mind without misusing, by eradicating all the evil thoughts and cultivating all the good thoughts. When there are no more selfishness, anger or jealousy or grudge or ill feeling, the mind experiences real bliss. It is called bliss. No more disturbances in that mind. And the roots of all those evil thoughts also completely uprooted, eradicated. Then the mind experiences that samadhi stage. Eight noble paths. So these eight indicates the eightfold noble path. Then 12. Twelve spokes divide into various groups. Here in this wheel, this indicate 12 link. 12 link means wheel of existence. What are those 12 link? Avidya paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnanam, vijnana paccaya nama rupam, nama rupa paccaya salayatanam, salayatana paccaya passo, passa paccaya vedana, vedana paccaya sanha, sanha paccaya upadanam, upadana paccaya bhava, bhava paccaya jati. Jati paccaya jara maranam soka parideva dukkha domana supaya. The wheel of existence. How we go round and round and round within this cycle of birth and death. That is called Sansara Chakra, wheel of existence. Because of these 12 links, one is attached to the other. That means when this one appears, because of this, another one will appear. Because of that thing, another one will appear. Because of that thing, another one will appear. Then go one round. And again join in the same place where we started. That is ignorance. We started from ignorance. That is what the Buddha says. It is impossible for you to find out the beginning. Because there is no beginning. This goes round and round like this. All are interrelated. You cannot separate one particular item. One cannot exist independently. 12. Then, 32. 32 characteristics of the Buddha. When we observe his physical body, from here up to the feet, there are 32 special marks, characteristics. This a special dot here, it's here. And the formation of his nose and the lips and the hands and the complexions and the teeth. So 32. Not like an ordinary human being. That is why many people could not understand whether this is a real human being or any other kind of supernatural living being. They asked this. Then the Buddha said, I am not a supernatural living being. Then when he was asked whether he is a normal human being, he said, no, I am not an ordinary human being. Because his way of life, his knowledge, his wisdom, his enlightenment and all the characteristics are entirely different. But he never claimed that he is a son of God or messenger of God. Any divinity you cannot find in the Buddha's teaching. He wanted to tell others, these things are natural. We also can gain all these special marks and knowledge and wisdom and everything if we also work for that. This is his attitude. This is the meaning of Dhammacakka wheel. This is real meaningful. So many meanings. The whole Buddhism is there. Then we come to this one. This is a very controversial one. Especially during the Second World War. Hitler misused this one. And British and American hate this one. But the Hitler swastika is not exactly like this. The other way around. Negative like. If you notice, you can see. So the real swastika start like this, like seven, like this way. And Hitler's swastika start from here this way and go this way. That is the difference, the negative side. And what is the meaning of this word? Also Sanskrit word, swastika. Swasti means the very auspicious, the special. For blessing, they use the word swasti. The meaning is, may you be well and happy, in Sanskrit, swasti. So later, this has become a symbol of auspicious character, or the time, or for good luck, prosperity. Again, people started to use this one in India for their prosperity, just like cross. And some people say, I do not know how far it is true. The cross also derived from this. Erase this part and this part. Some people say, I do not know how far it is true. Anyway, at that time, during the time of Jesus Christ, cross was not a very good auspicious mark. You know the history. So, when this symbol was introduced to China, they have developed it. They are the ones who introduced this and given many more meanings. When you study ancient Chinese character, and they have used this for 10,000, this swastika, this mark, for 10,000 characters or good luck or prosperity or so many other things. Later, first time, they are the ones who started to engrave swastika in the Buddha's text. In India, they have never seen this swastika mark in the Buddha's text. They started in China to indicate this religious teacher possessed 10,000 virtues, characteristics. Now today you can see this is very common in China, in Korea, Japan, and Vietnam, and some other countries. The chest of the Buddha, you can see the swastika mark. However, this was not a Buddhist symbol in India at that time. But later, many people used this for their good luck. So in China, they introduced this as a Buddhist symbol. They developed this. So these are the simple meaning of this important symbol. And there is another one. We have not drawn. That one is not very important. That is lotus flower. The Pali word is Paduma. Sanskrit word is Padma. Many of you have heard or read a Lotus Sutra. But the original name of this sutra in the Sanskrit language, because they have written this in India, Sadharma Pundarika. The word Pundarika. Sadharma Pundarika Sutra. In English, we introduce as Lotus Sutra. To Buddhists, there is a special significance. In the Buddha's teaching, we can find only this, but not these items. But the pagoda, just now I mentioned. When you read Dhammapada, you will come across this. Yatha sankhara dhanasmin udhitasmin mahapathe padumam tatta jayeta suchigandhan manoram evam sankhara bhutesu andabhute putujjane atirochati panyaya Samma Sambuddha Savaka. When you go back, if you got this book, you can read. Then you get more meaning. Yatha Sankhara Dharasi. Alphabetical order, the index, you can see. Y, under Y. Yatha. Y-A-T-H-A. Yatha. Yatha Sankhara Dharasi. Now, one of the discourses given by the Buddha, this is very meaningful. He says, this lotus flower that everybody loves, but this lotus flower or the plant was originated, started from the dirty and muddy water. When this plant is under the water, in the dirty water, nobody wants to go near. Of course, when you want to take out the roots, you take the whole thing and take out the roots for eating. Here we are talking about the flower. If that root is not there, you never touch that. Started from such dirty, muddy water. But when the bud, lotus bud, started from there, slowly come up and up and up and up and come above the surface of the water, then open. After that, everybody loves and likes it. In the same manner, in the comparison, our physical body started from a very dirty, ugly place. There is no beauty at all. You open and see, we close the nose. Started from there. Then develop. Develop and develop and develop and develop. Then develop more virtues, more good qualities, more knowledge, more wisdom. Then goes above the normal human community. Then millions and millions of people go and worship, respect, love, appreciate, but originated from such a dirty place. That is only physical body. Again, he points out, this mind, when you analyze this, you can see more evil thoughts, more wicked, selfish thoughts, more dangerous and harmful thoughts. Therefore, many people don't like such people. Try to keep away from them. Later, when we develop this mind, by reducing and reducing and eradicating all the evil, mud and dirt and wicked, harmful things, that person becomes a holy man, harmless man, perfect man, and everybody honor him, respect him, because he has gone beyond the ordinary man's way of thinking. Now he is honest, kind, compassionate, ready to do any service to anybody, no selfish ideas in his mind, no evil thoughts in his mind. That is the symbol or the meaning of the lotus flower. So especially in Mahayana Buddhism, they pay more attention towards lotus flower because of this lotus sutra. In the lotus sutra, you can see lot of very rich philosophy and the Buddha's teaching. It is a Mahayana sutra, but the various important aspects of the Buddha's teaching you can find in Saddharma Pundarika or the lotus sutra. And some extra teachings which we cannot find in the basic teaching, they have developed, such as Bodhisattva cult, Amitabha cult, Sukhavati cult. They develop further and further. These items you cannot find in the original Pali Tripitaka, because they have introduced these things 700 or 800 years after the Buddha, not before that. Now you can understand why we always use the lotus flower as a Buddhist symbol. It is very meaningful. Then there is another one that we use for meditation, beads. The number of beads they use, either 8 or 7 or 21 or 121. Those who study numerology can explain why these numbers. Buddhism never talk anything about these numbers. But there is something which we cannot understand. People use for their worldly purposes, not for their knowledge, wisdom or religious way of life. Now those who want to get lucky numbers, they know how to make numbers. When an accident takes place, they go and take numbers. They say they got something. But we cannot account. We cannot explain how these things work. These things are known as mysticism, some sort of mystical power where we cannot find any religious value. That is why the Buddha did not want to talk anything about these things. Because all these are worldly things. Because worldly things are uncertain, changeable, in the end create more miseries and problems. However, the numbers are not very important here. What is the significance of this thing? When we use this for meditation, sometimes Christians, mostly Catholics, also come and, oh, you people also use this one. Because they have not heard that they have borrowed from Buddhists. When you read that book, written by the Christian priest, Two Masters, One Message, in that book, he has mentioned few items that they have borrowed from Buddhists, or from Hindus also, we can say, from India. This is one of them. Because he says, at that time, when Jesus was born, among his community or in that country, they have never heard anything about these beads. They have learned this from India after many hundred years. The Jesus passed away. Another thing he mentioned in this book, shaving head. Those days, many Catholics, especially nuns, shaved their head. And he says, there was no such religious practice in that part of the world at that time. And they have learned this, and the monastic life from Buddhist and Hindu, from India. And celibacy was unknown to them at that time. There was no such system. In fact, their belief is that every man or woman must get married, must produce children. That is the will of God. God created you to produce children. That is the main purpose of his creation, it is mentioned. But Hinduism and Buddhism preaches, but not as a religious law. Those who can, or those who know how to appreciate and understand the problems and difficulties and burdens and worries and other things by considering about their married life, so they are at liberty to lead a single life by observing celibacy. Then they can reduce thousands and one thing, the problems that disturb the mind. easily can lead a pure religious life. So all these things they have learned from Buddhism and Hinduism. The main purpose of this is to arrest the mind for this meditation, especially for those who recite. There are 40 objects for our meditation. Those who cannot concentrate without uttering something. So recitals are important to concentrate for two things. First, we have to concentrate on the subject matter, the words that we recite, the meaning, the idea. Second thing, we concentrate on the sound vibration. These two things arrest the mind to concentrate without difficulty. Then, why do they count? To gain more satisfaction. After reciting, they realize they have recited more than 100, more than 1,000, more than 2,000 times. Then develop more and more confidence. Another thing, when we recite some words, either for blessing or meditation, at that time, we inject our mental energy into that particular object. Now let us take a glass of water and go on reciting some sutra. I recite only once, or three times, or seven times, or 100 times, or 1,000 times. To chant for 1,000 times, I had to concentrate. I had to focus your mind toward this water. And the water got some sort of power to absorb the sound vibration. After that, we bless, we allow people to drink, and they experience very good result. So in the same manner, when we recite these things for meditation, we can contain the purity of the mind for a long period. Now this is the significance of meat. And another thing, these oil lamps, the lights. Why people are very particular to light oil lamps in spite of thousands of bulbs can give more brightness. But many people cannot satisfy without lighting an oil lamp. There is a strong belief that I do not know, it is a belief that certain devas and some spirits like the brightness which comes from the oil, but not the electricity. They don't like electricity. So when you switch on the light, I think they run away. They don't like. But they like oil lamp. This is a belief. Especially when they offer light to devas and the Buddha also. In many countries, still they use the oil lamp. They don't like candles. They say candles dirty.